Masechet Me'ilah Perek Vav Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about another case of someone who gave Hekdesh money to someone to watch for him. Safekeeping, Mishnah says. Hamafkid Ma'ot Etzel HaShulchani. If somebody gives coins to a money changer inadvertently, he doesn't realize that they're Hekdesh. Im Sirurin Lo Yishtamesh Bahem. If the coins that he gave him were a bundle, they were tied up, or they had a special knot that you could assume that the coins that were given to the money changer were simply for safekeeping. The fact that they're in a bundle or if they're with a special knot is an indication that the person wants the bundle to remain closed. So therefore, he really gave over the money to the money changer to watch and not to use. And therefore, lo yishtamesh bahen, the money changer is not allowed to use them. So if the money changer used that money, if he spent it, he is the one who committed the sin of Me'ilah. The person who gave him the money never authorized him to spend it, and therefore the money changer is fully responsible for his own actions. And therefore, in that case, if he spent it, he would be the one who removed it from Hekdesh, and he would be the one who violated Me'ilah. But if the coins were loose, they weren't tied up in a special knot or in a bundle, then the money changer is allowed to use them. If the depositor gave him the money in a way that was easily accessible, he was really giving it to him with the authorization that he could use that money. Money changers need a lot of change. They need coins to run their business. And therefore, if the person gave them coins that were not tied up, it's as if he told the money collector that he could use the coins and replace them with other coins. Therefore, he's allowed to be mishtamesh bahem. The money changer is allowed to use them because they were given to him, and therefore, once they were given to him already, me'ilah happened. So if the money changer spent these coins, he's not liable for me'ilah because he's looked at as the agent of the person who gave him the money. So the depositor, the person who gave him the money, is the one who's liable for Me'ilah. So it's not his fault. He didn't do anything wrong over here. He would technically be allowed to use it, and he doesn't get the blame, but the person who gave him the money does. Now that we discussed the money changer, here we'll talk about someone who gives money to a regular person. Etzel Baal Habayit, if a person inadvertently deposited money of Hekdesh with an ordinary Baal Habayit, an ordinary individual, he doesn't change money professionally. Ben kachu, ben kach lo yishtamesh bahem. Either way, if the coins were tied up or if the coins were loose, the person he gave the money to is not allowed to use that money. That person is not a professional. He has no need for those coins. And therefore, there would be no assumption that he was being handed over these coins as a business expense or use to use them for coins. They're obviously being handed over to him in no matter in what way for safekeeping. So if this Baal HaBayit spent the money, he's the one who's liable for Me'ilah. When they were being handed over to him by the depositor, they weren't being handed over to him to use. They were being handed over to him just simply to watch it. And therefore, the person who he gave it to, person who spent the money, would be the one responsible for Me'ilah. He's not serving as an agent. So therefore, he is responsible in every which way. Now we have a machloket about someone who gives money to a storekeeper who buys or who sells produce and spices but doesn't change money. What do we look at him like? Do we look at him as similar to a money changer because he is a businessman, or do we look at him as a Baal HaBayit because he's not a money changer? He's not someone who deals with so much cash or so many coins. Hachinvani ke Baal HaBayit. The storekeeper is like a Baal HaBayit, like the person in the last case. He doesn't change money professionally, and therefore, if someone gave him money, it's under the assumption that he's giving it to him for safekeeping, not to be used in business for coins. So if money is given to him to watch, he's not allowed to use it. If he does use the money, and it was Hekdesh, he violated Me'ilah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kashul Hani. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, he's treated like the money changer. Everybody knows that a shopkeeper does need change. He needs coins for his customers. So if loose money is given to him, the assumption is it's being given to him with the ability to use it. So therefore, if he does take the money, if he's given loose money to Hekdesh and he spends it, the person who gave him the money, not the shopkeeper here, not the henvani, is the one liable for mi'ilah.